Welcome to Weemelee Community News, FM 1003. A survey has found more than 80% of Weemelee households have changed the way they live to reduce their electricity bills amid soaring prices. The cost of living survey also found 18% of people don't have enough to pay household bills, and a further 24% are barely making ends meet. In the past year, 55% of the 1,350 respondents have used heaters less, and nearly half have cut the use of air conditioning. Almost one quarter have returned to washing dishes by hand. The survey also reveals 7 out of 10 families have altered the way they live to reduce household expenses. Australian Council of Trade Unions say workers' wages are not reflecting the rising cost of living, despite a strong rebound in company profits after the global financial crisis. According to ACTU Secretary John Brown, an analysis of economic data released on Tuesday shows company profits have risen by 27.5% in the last year. That figure is more than 10 times the rate of wage rises for private sector employees. Mr. Brown, in an address to be given at the Australian Industry Group Workplaces Relations Conference in Canberra on Tuesday, highlighted the struggle for ordinary working families. He said that the ABS data shows that half of the Australian workforce, or more than 4 million people, earned just $850 a week or less. Yet living costs for households have risen by 4.5%, well above the overall consumer price index, and the rate of pay rises of most Australian workers in the past year, about 2.7%. The latest employment data shows 1,500 jobs were lost in Weemelee during the last year, and the region's jobless rate is now higher than many parts of New South Wales. Weemelee's unemployment rate hit 7.3% last month, a rise of 1 percentage point. Weemelee Business Chamber CEO Greg Andrews said consumer confidence has plummeted and businesses are laying off staff. He said the main areas affected are retail and construction. The Weemelee Preservation Alliance says the New Zealand coal mine tragedy is prompting people to ask more questions about the safety of existing coal mines in Weemelee and the current proposals to increase the number and size of the mines. Frank Rogers, the Alliance's chairman, said there are two issues involved: the actual coal mine and the explosion caused by methane gas. People are looking at this and wondering if they're being told all the facts they need to know about these projects. Mr. Rogers said there is a great deal of concern about the cumulative impact of the various mining proposals currently on the table. 1003 FM, Weemelee Community News.